Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time. Welcome to BQ&A. This is the show where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. This is the show where we look at world religious trends in the light of Bible prophecy. That's right, my friends. We use the Bible in this show. And I hope that you're all doing great today. I'm Pastor Ricardo, your Drive Time host and minister to the Prospect International and Elizabeth Seventh-day Adventist Churches, coming to you live from the City of Churches. That's Adelaide, of course. And wherever you're tuning in, you could be driving right now or listening comfortably from the couch at home. I pray that you will find the next hour insightful and positively different. The overall theme we're exploring this week is New Year's resolutions. And I know, dear friends, that by now, being the 24th of December, you may already be thinking of those changes you want to make for next year. Some of them are hard, some of them may not be so hard, but I encourage you to get together with those like-minded people, those who have the same New Year's resolutions, and encourage one another. So if you've missed any of our previous programs, simply visit faithfm.com.au and go to Programs and Podcasts, and then go to Drive Time BQ&A, and you'll be able to find all of our previous programs there. Of course, you can text us on 04-888-808-11 in case you needed any help. So yesterday we talked about those New Year's resolutions that are always hard to keep. You know what I'm talking about, especially when it comes to health, you know, losing weight, eating healthier, sleeping more. These things are sometimes very hard to keep. But I pray that you may find the strength in God as you come to Him daily. So today our big question is, a better physical life. Does the Bible agree with the research? And I have my friend Pastor Marty with me in the Faith FM studio to guide us through our study today. And as you may know, Pastor Marty is pastoring Sterling Seventh-day Adventist Church and Grace Adventist Center right here in Adelaide as well. Welcome, Marty.
Good to be here, Pastor Ricardo. Wow, here we are at the end of the year.
Yes.
And I think this is a great time to be reflecting on what's happened this year and hopefully what we can do next year to make it even better.
Yeah, and it's a good time to get together with family, with friends, spending time around the table with, you know, telling old stories. It's so good. Some people celebrate Christmas tonight. Some people celebrate tomorrow, the 25th. But regardless of when you meet with family and friends, it's good to surround yourself with positive people who will encourage you as well to keep your resolutions.
Absolutely. And no doubt, yeah, this is the time where, yeah, I like to just reflect on the year that's gone past and think about, well, what are some adjustments that I might need to make? Do I need to spend some more time in prayer and devotion? Do I need to put more attention into health? Do I need to, be a bit more intentional about, you know, spending time with the family and these things? And you know, I think all of us, we're constantly trying to get the balance right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone sort of comes to the end of the year and says, well, you know, everything was just perfect. There's always adjustments to make. But this is a great time to be able to do that.
Yes.
And start the new year really well.
Good to pause and reflect.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's really good. And you were saying earlier that you have an article on health dealing with the benefits of having a vegan diet that you would like to share.
Yeah. So the background to this is I actually just recently graduated with a certificate in lifestyle medicine.
Excellent.
And which was a great course. I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed doing a subject called Food as Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did this subject, we really researched and we tried to understand, well, what is the optimal diet for human beings? And so I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But first of all, here is an article that was published in 2021, and it's titled "The Safe and Effective Use of Plant-Based Diets with Guidelines for Health Professionals." Mm-hmm. And so some of the authors here, Winston Craig, for example, he's there at the Center of Nutrition and Healthy Lifestyles and Disease Prevention, School of Public Health at Loma Linda University, one of the leading health universities really in the world. I'm just going to read the abstract because obviously there's quite a bit in the article, but here's the summary. Plant-based diets, defined here as including both vegan and lacto-ovo-vegetarian diets, are growing in popularity throughout the Western world for various reasons, including concerns for human health and the health of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Plant-based diets are more environmentally sustainable than meat-based diets and have a reduced environmental impact, including producing lower levels of greenhouse gas emissions. Dietary guidelines are normally formulated to enhance the health of society, reduce the risk of chronic disease, and prevent nutritional deficiencies. We reviewed, they said, the scientific data on plant-based diets to summarize their preventative and therapeutic role in cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and osteoporosis.
All
the big ones. Here's what they found. Consuming plant-based diets is safe and effective for all stages of the life cycle, from pregnancy and lactation to childhood to old age. Plant-based diets, which are high in fiber and polyphenolics, are also associated with diverse gut microbiota, producing metabolites that have anti-inflammatory functions that may help manage disease processes. And so what they found was that these plant-based diet, and this is powerful because I think there's a lot of information, misinformation out there that's, you know, okay, if your child is on a plant-based diet, they're not going to get the nutrition that they need. Or if you're pregnant or if you're lactating, you're breastfeeding, you need to eat meat. And what they discovered is actually that is not correct. Mm. A well-planned plant-based diet can cover all those bases. However, the article did deal with concerns about the adequate intake of a number of different nutrients, such as vitamin B12, calcium, vitamin D, iron, zinc, omega-3 fats. Those are the ones that were discussed in the article. Mm-hmm. They talk about the use of fortified foods. So often, you know, you'll find cereals and a lot of the non-dairy milks as well have, you know, calcium. They're fortified with more calcium, with B12, with these things. A lot of the cereals have extra iron. They're iron supplemented, fortified rather. The article talks about the use of supplements as well and the appropriate food choices that actually will help to boost your nutrient content for each of those various different nutrients that are needed. Mm-hmm. So they, talk about different plant-based foods that are rich in zinc, rich in omega-3 fats, rich in iron and calcium, etc. And so I want to just hit a few points now from a little bit of study on, what's the research saying is the optimal diet for human beings. Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing I'm going to say is, number one, a diet has to be specific to our needs. People are different. We have different, we have different metabolisms. Mm-hmm. We have different, we are different. And so you do have to find what works for you. Yeah.
Have more sedentary lives and others are very active.
Correct. Absolutely. Mm. Some people, athletes typically need to have a higher protein intake. You're probably getting into that category as well now, Pastor Ricardo.
Painfully. Going to the gym.
Yes.
Recently.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is good because, yes, we do have to adjust our diet based on our exercise requirements and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also aware, you know, there's some people who can't, for example, eat things like lentils and beans. It really bloats their stomach and makes them feel really horrible. I've actually got to be a little bit careful myself on too many legumes and make sure they're really, really well cooked. Otherwise, it just really seems to upset my stomach. I even find like peanut butter and things like that can just, you know, which peanuts are actually a legume. And so, yeah, there can be a number of different things you have to take into account personally.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what the research is saying. The optimal diet is going to be whole food, plant-based. So why is that? Well, a plant-based diet is the best diet for the environment, and it is associated with lower risks of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and osteoporosis. Basically, all the chronic diseases go down. Your risk of them goes down as you eat more whole food plant-based diet. Yes. But I want to say this is only true when that plant-based diet is minimally processed. There's some vegan foods like, you know, there's plenty of potato chips and snacky foods and biscuits and all sorts of other things that actually are vegan, but they're definitely not good for your health.
Yes.
So ultra-processed plant-based foods that are high in salt, fat, and sugar, they're actually associated with negative health outcomes.
Like you could be vegan and eat lots of pasta, and that would not be good either.
Yeah, that's exactly right, particularly if it was a white pasta, not a high fiber pasta. If it's a whole grain pasta, you'd be pretty hard to eat too much of it. You'd get full pretty quickly anyway. But yeah, so we want to aim for more plants on our plate. That's what we want to aim for. Next thing, an optimal diet should be low in saturated fat, which is going to naturally take place in a diet that is rich in plants and low in processed foods. Sugars, free sugars, that is like added sugar, should be absolutely less than 5% of your energy intake, and salt should be less than 5 grams per day. So a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar is okay, just don't go over the top with it. Both high and low percentages of carbohydrates have been associated with increased mortality. What does this mean? There are some diets that probably more popular today are these, like, you know, keto diets and, you know, these diets where it's like virtually just a really low amount of carbohydrates. And people often report feeling great and losing weight very quickly, clearing the mental fog. Now, once again, ultimately, we have to find what works best for us. But the research tells us that in the long run, people who go on those types of diets actually die a lot quicker than people who will go on a predominantly plant-based diet, which means you are getting the majority of your energy from your carbohydrates, not from your fats, not from your protein. So once again, you got to find out what works for you. But the research says that about, you know, from what I've looked at, about 50 to 55% of your energy coming from carbohydrates, you're in a good zone if that's kind of where you're sitting. Here's a really specific one. Regular consumption of walnuts. Now, I've got an article here that is, it's entitled, let me just pull it up here. It's on my computer. It's entitled Frequency of Nut Consumption and Mortality Risk in the PREDIMED Nutrition Intervention Trial. So this is like, you know, this is that Mediterranean diet, you know, the PREDIMED, you know, and heart disease, you know, the huge, there's been more research on the Mediterranean diet than any other specific diet.
I've heard it's really good for your good cholesterol as well.
Great eating for your good cholesterol. Yeah. I tend to think that is very accurate. Particularly if the nuts are raw. You know, if they're roasted and salted, or mainly if they've got a bit of extra added fat and oil to them, you know, that's gonna that's going to decrease their health benefits. But we're talking raw nuts. Sometimes lightly roasted is also fine as well. But this just blew me away when I read this in this. You know, this is gold standard type of research here that found that if you have three or more servings of walnuts per week, so that's like a handful of walnuts, you know, 3 days or more per week, it was associated with a 50% reduction in cancer risk compared to those who had none at all.
Going to start buying walnuts then?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, we get ours from Costco, get a big packet, and they're good tasting. Sometimes walnuts have a bit of that bitter taste, but the walnuts that are at Costco, you know, they've got a really nice fresh taste to them, and you know, they're a good price too. They're a good price. So yeah, start getting into those walnuts. Now, as Dr. Hans Diehl used to say, he is the author of the CHIP diet, you know, the complete health improvement program. He would say, don't go nuts on nuts. So, okay, we're having a handful a day, but you know, maybe don't have three or four handfuls a day. You know, you might end up getting too much energy from the nuts. But definitely a handful of walnuts a day is going to do you wonders. Mm-hmm. Pecans are also great. You got Brazil nuts, almonds. You know, these are really, really great health benefits. Another point I want to bring up here is this one, alcohol. How much is the best amount? Well, optimally, zero. Alcohol is a known carcinogen. And so, you know, a few years back, you know, even the medical research was a little bit divided. You know, a little bit of alcohol is okay and this kind of thing. Now they're pretty much all the reputable research is saying, nope, the best amount is absolutely none. It is a known carcinogen. It's a poison. So, you know, wow.
Even if it contains antioxidants, like they say.
Yeah, wine, well, that's in the red wine. Well, that's right.
You have that, but you also have alcohol.
Absolutely. People really struggle with it here in South Australia because, you know, this is wine country. But, you know, what I say to people is, look, if you enjoy red wine, you can also find absolutely beautiful grape juice that's not alcoholic, that just tastes incredible. And so you can still get all the health benefits from that without the alcohol. Okay, couple more points. In fact, this is going to be the last point. Plant-based diets need to have special attention given to these vitamins: B12, vitamin B12, calcium, iron, zinc, selenium, iodine, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin D. So what do you do about that? Okay, well, you want to look for products that actually are fortified in these things. A lot of the sanitarium health food products are fortified in iron, in B12, in calcium, etc. And there are many other brands as well that fortify their breakfast cereals and their non-dairy milks with these things. If you are getting your blood tests and you're noticing you're low in these things, sometimes you've got to go on a supplement. There's nothing wrong with that. And those supplements are still a better option than going down the path of, you know, of increasing meat consumption. If you can reduce meat consumption, you will ultimately enjoy a healthier lifestyle and a longer life. So I hope that's helpful for someone. And hey, you know, let's do what we can to look after the blessing of health that we have.
Very timely article. This is the time of the year where we are prone to make some changes. So I hope that we make the good ones.
After Christmas dinner, of course.
Yes, that's the only exception. Okay, well, let's enjoy a song by Scripture in Song. That's the name of the group. The title of the song is Healing to the Nations.
I hear a young child crying and see tears of unending pain. I've watched as war-torn nations treated life with such disdain. My heart grieves to know that these haven't come to understand that I suffered for their sufferings and died that they might live again. Take my healing to the nations, bind their broken hearts with love, stretch my hand throughout creation with this message of that I came to bring light in their darkness and bring joy where there once was pain. Take my healing to the nations, bind their broken hearts with love. For the fields, they're ready for harvest, and the laborers there so few. Countless millions still that I want to fill, but the task isn't mine to do. I gave them my commandment, go and preach good tidings of love, for I finished the work on Calvary and their healing's already been done. So take my healing to the nations, bind their broken hearts with love, stretch my hand throughout creation with this message of my love, that I came to bring light and bring joy where there once was pain. Take my healing to the nations, bind their broken hearts with love. Take my healing to the nations, bind their broken, stretch my hand throughout creation with this message of my great love, that I came to bring light in their darkness and bring joy where there once was pain. Take my healing to the nations, take my healing to the nations, take my healing to the nations with love.
Scripture in Song. That was the name of the group, and the title was Healing to the Nations. Healing to the Nations. You know what, dear listeners? Jesus can heal every aspect of our lives. As we go through the Bible and we encounter those health principles, our health will be blessed and our spiritual life will be blessed as well, because we are made of, we're a unity of these two aspects. It's the physical and the spiritual are united in one. So we do well in following those health principles as they are in the Bible. So, thinking of that, our giveaway this week is the book Whole Person Health. We're not just interested in just one aspect, just the physical, but also the emotional, the spiritual. So, Whole Person Health by David Marshall. The code you need to text us to get this book is SA245. I'm just going ahead of ourselves. SA245. That is the code. SA stands for South Australia. And remember, no spaces in between, just SA245. 5 to our number 0488 808 11. That's our drive time number, which I encourage you to save on your phones and use it at any time if you have a question about any of our programs or feedback, or if you simply want to text us and say, I am listening from this place. We would love to hear from you. Now, about the book, Whole Person Health by David Marshall. Whole person health is basically a state of complete physical, mental, social, and spiritual well-being, not merely the absence of disease. So how is this achieved? Well, David Marshall explores the interrelation of the physical, social, mental, and spiritual aspects and searches for the basic principles that undergird that whole person health. So you may remember the Bible says also in 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. So God is interested in our physical well-being as well, not just the spiritual side of us. So this is a great book to read, Whole Person Health. Just text us. I would encourage you to grab your phones right now and text us. The code is SA245 and our number is 0488 808 11.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time BQ&A right across Australia with Pastor Ricardo, your host for today. And I have Pastor Marty as my co-host, and he's the pastor of Sterling Seventh-day Adventist Church and Grace Adventist Center right here in Adelaide. Our theme for this week is New Year's Resolutions. I'm sure that you are thinking of those right now. And today we want to answer the big question, a better physical life. Does the Bible agree with the modern research? Marty, does modern medical research confirm what the Bible says about health?
Absolutely. The modern medical research is finding that a diet that is rich in plant-based foods is, in fact, mm-hmm. the best option for mm-hmm. our health. There are many other aspects as well that are there in the Bible that medicine is also confirming. We'll just touch on, hopefully, Pastor Ricardo, I'm hoping that everyone who's tuning in today just is able to be encouraged in their health choices. Mm. You've looked at that text in 3 John verse 2, a great verse. I'm just going to read it again. Mm. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Mm-hmm. So this is a very clear indication. God wants us to prosper yes. in our health, mm. not just our soul. He says, the Bible says, just as your soul prospers. In other words, just as you grow in your character and in your relationship with God and in your spiritual life, God also wants us to prosper in our physical health. Mm. And health in the Bible is often not talking about just one aspect of it. Mm-hmm. The word for health and healing often in the Bible, it actually encapsulates all dimensions of health, physical, mm. mental, social, spiritual health. Whole person health is what God mm. is interested in. Pastor Ricardo, could you look up for us 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll look at verses 19 and 20. And just as you're going there, I'm going to read John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus said, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly."
Wow.
So Jesus wants our health to prosper. Mm. He wants us to have an abundant life. So when you think about the thief coming to destroy our lives, that's referring to the devil. The devil wants to ruin your health.
Yes.
He wants to destroy your life. God wants to bless our health. And I think it's very clear that our choices when it comes to health can either add or subtract years from our life. That's the reality. God encourages us to base our choices off the health principles of His Word and and the correct health principles that modern research is unpacking. I mean, and
after all, he made us. He knows how we can be at our best.
He absolutely does. So we're coming now to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
19 and 20. It says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's."
So according to the Bible, our bodies are called the temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm. Now, this indicates the sacredness of human life, and it indicates that our body, our mind, is something that is sacred. It's something that's holy.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we ought to glorify God in our body, which is our physical health, and in our mind, which is our sort of our mental and our spiritual health as well.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned this point before, and I want to just emphasize this again. The Bible actually teaches that we are whole persons.
Mm-hmm.
We're whole persons, and God wants to save us completely, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
True. There's no dichotomy there when it comes to who we are.
Absolutely. You know, and anyone who doesn't, you know, agree with that, I mean, we all know that when you're not functioning as well physically, it affects your mental health.
Yes.
It affects your academic performance. Mm-hmm. All of the health is intertwined. Your physical health affects your mental health, which in turn also affects back on your physical health. This affects definitely your social ability to socially connect, and ultimately can impact your ability to connect with God as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some things that we can choose and there are some things we can't choose.
Mm.
So the Bible is not condemning when we are unhealthy or when we are physically unwell, when there is really nothing that we could have done to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible does give us guidelines so that in the choices that we make,
yes,
we are actually making the best possible choices.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, Pastor Ricardo, that's just a couple pages over.
10:31. It says, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God."
So when the Bible says everything we do should be done to the glory of God, it specifically mentions eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, our health choices of what we eat, of what we drink, those things can actually bring glory and bring honor to God. In other words, our lifestyle habits matter.
Mm-hmm.
They matter on a physical level, but they also matter on a spiritual level as well. Hey, well, let's start with something that pretty much we all agree on. Mm. You know, it's always good to start on. I probably should have mentioned this maybe at the beginning of our program, Pastor Ricardo, because as soon as you start mentioning food and diet, you instantly divide people because, hey, we've all got our different foods and things that we like.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something that basically universally everybody knows, and that is the benefits of being physically active.
Yes.
Being active provides a variety of very important benefits to our health. Exercise reduces worry and stress.
Mm-hmm.
It builds muscle. It reduces fat. It helps us to feel good.
Mm.
And it reduces the risk of heart disease. So this is good. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that since the 1950s, there has been a massive reduction in daily exercise. And this is largely due to the advancements in travel and technology. And so is it any wonder that as we see exercise levels going down, we see chronic disease going up? So as exercise has decreased, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and cancer have increased.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do? Well, first of all, Professor Stephen Blair, who's a world authority on exercise as medicine, he conducted a long-term follow-up study of some 53,000 men and women. And he found that having a low level of fitness was about twice as dangerous as smoking.
Wow.
So we might think, I'm just a bit unfit. It's not really that impactful to my health. Friends, it is it is a major issue if we find ourselves in a very physically unfit condition mm-hmm. because we have not engaged in physical activity. The good news is research has shown that regular mm. physical activity is associated with lowering risk factors of all chronic diseases, mm. such as heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's disease, and cancer. So basically, engaging in physical activity means you're going to feel better,
mm-hmm.
live longer, and you'll get a faster recovery from illness as well. I like what Bill Phillips said. He said, exercise is the most potent, underutilized antidepressant. He's, you know, the research is very clear that exercise boosts your mood. And here's some more good news. Whilst ultimately we should aim for probably at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per day, that should certainly be our aim. The good news is that even just 10 minutes of walking and you already start to get benefits. You start to get an improved mood, even just after 10 minutes of going for a walk. Ideally, you want to aim for about 10,000 steps per day.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and you get one of those little pedometers and I've actually got one of them, a Fitbit. Mm-hmm. And it's great because you can track and see, hey, do I need to increase my steps or am I sort of on track?
Now, so, Marty, yeah. I know, sorry to interrupt, but you have small kids, for example.
Yes.
And there may be listeners out there, listening to us right now, they may say, well, I have little children. How can I do exercise in my life? But I remember when my kids were little, they kept me active. So if you
absolutely.
Just take them out to the beach or the park and you run with them, before you know it, you've done your how many steps?
10,000 steps.
10,000 steps.
It sounds like a lot, but it's actually it's certainly not unachievable. Mm. It's quite easy to achieve. You're right. Kids naturally want to be active,
mm-hmm.
and when the weather's good, get outside, enjoy the outdoors, get that fresh air, get that sunshine. This is a great time of the year to be, to be going to the beach and doing all those kinds of fun activities.
Mm-hmm.
And, the kids will sleep better at night as well.
Oh, yeah. They have energy to give away. Like I remember my kids were maybe 7 or 8, the oldest, 7 or 8 years old when that happened. I took them to the park and my daughter was chasing me. And I said to her something like, you'll never get me because I'm faster than you. And I was. And she said, I know I'll get you eventually because you'll get tired. And I won't. And she did because I got tired eventually.
Wow.
They have a lot of energy. We don't.
Oh, that's – I know. Wouldn't it be great to bottle that energy and
don't
just –
Don't worry
just,
if you can't go to the gym, because of your children. They will keep you active.
Absolutely. Now, the Bible says that when you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So all of our lifestyle practices, ultimately, we should aim for them to improve our health. I want to just touch on another one quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
This is an issue that affects still a large number of people, although it is reducing here in most of the Western world, and that is the issue of smoking. Mm. And I'm including vaping in this as well. Mm. Dr. Linus Pauling, one of the few scientists to ever win 2 Nobel Prizes, he said, every cigarette you smoke takes 14 and a half minutes off your life. Now, Cancer Research UK said smoking is the single biggest cause of cancer in the world. So we don't need to question what does it mean to bring glory to God when it comes to these issues of, of the use of drugs and smoking, for example?
Mm-hmm.
God's desire is that we would be free from these addictions. We would be free from these lifestyle habits. Now, many people try to quit. It's difficult. Moral principles are very weak when it comes to established habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way forward is often to get professional help, And seek the Lord. Ask the Lord to give guidance and to show the path forward. There's no question about it.
Yes.
You know, overcoming an addiction is one of the most challenging things, but it is possible. Many have done it. And so this is the good news. And for the benefit of your health, the benefit of being around a bit longer to see your kids, your grandkids grow up and that kind of thing, you know, being able to make the decision to put away the cigarettes to fight for. You know, I don't think there's any shame at all in using things like nicotine, you know, patches and things like that to try and help with those cravings. Don't think that that's an issue at all. But ultimately, for the Christian, we have the wonderful promise in Philippians 4:13, which says, "I can do all things Christ who strengthens me."
Great topic. Let's come to a break now and listen to PJ Anderson. The song is called Heart Healer.
You have known my heart before it was my own. You're not afraid of all I've done. You tell me who I am. If I could see all the ways that you see me, one by one my fears would leave until I'm in your arms. You draw a line in the sand. Tell me who I am, Jesus, Jesus. Your eyes are on my heart, Jesus, Jesus. Your love is never far. Shines when life grows dim. When I can't defeat my sin, you show me that I can. You draw a line in the sand. You tell me who I am.
Jesus, Jesus. Your eyes are on my heart.
Healer, my constant defender, you have always been a heart healer. From broken to mended, you will always be my heart healer, my constant defender.
was PJ Anderson, Heart Healer, and Jesus can change your heart from broken to mended, your life from broken to mended. Only Jesus can do that completely. Our giveaway this week is the book Whole Person Health by David Marshall. Whole Person Health is a state of complete physical, mental, social, and spiritual well-being, not merely the absence of disease. So how is this achieved? David Marshall explores the interrelation of the physical, social, mental, and spiritual aspects and searches for the basic principles that undergird the whole person health. God created us, and He knows how we can be truly happy in all aspects. And this book deals with this, how we can be completely healthy in all aspects of our lives. Whole Person Health by David Marshall. All you need to do to get a free copy of this book is simply text us the code SA245. SA for South Australia, and then 245, no spaces in between. SA245 to our drive time number 04-888-808-11. Save it on your phones, that number, if you haven't done so yet. That's our drive time number. You can text us at any time with your feedback or just prayer requests or anything that you want to say about the program, or if you missed any information, you can text us on that number. So again, the code is SA245 and our number is 04-888-808-11.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time Big Q&A. This is Pastor Ricardo, your Drive Time host, and joining me in the studio, I have Pastor Marty. We've been talking about health, how important that is. God is interested in us being healthy, physically and spiritually as well. So the theme for this week is New Year's resolutions. And the big question for today is a better physical life. Does the Bible agree with the research? Marty, what else can we say about health in the Bible?
Well, the research is showing, and we'll talk about what the Bible says in this in just a minute, but the research is absolutely showing that we need to have adequate rest. Now, this is becoming more and more of an issue in our society today. We're living fast-paced, hectic lives. We're lacking sleep, and our minds are not switching off. Mm-hmm. We're getting stressed. We're getting burnt out more and more. So rest is crucial, mm-hmm. for maintaining our health and well-being. When we allow our bodies time to recover, rest helps to prevent injuries, mm-hmm. and overall improvement of performance in, for academics and physically as well. Mm. Rest aids in muscle repair, reduces inflammation, and it supports a healthy immune system. It helps us to manage our stress levels and lowers our blood pressure, which contributes to a healthier heart. So we don't want to underestimate the importance of rest. And talking specifically of mental and emotional well-being, taking regular breaks or just unplugging from technology can also enhance our focus, concentration, and our cognitive function. Rest also promotes stress reduction, anxiety management, and mood regulation. Furthermore, it allows the brain to process information, fostering creativity and problem-solving abilities. So the benefits of rest and relaxation and taking time out and unplugging and switching off, recreation. Huge benefits. And once again, we discover a remarkable strategy in the Bible for achieving adequate rest. When you go to Genesis chapter 1, you have God creating the world. He's filling the world with plants, with birds, with animals, with people. Then the Bible says that God saw all that He had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So God created all that in 6 days, but then what does God do on the seventh day of the week? And that's where we get the 7 day week from, by the way. We get it from creation. The Bible says this, Genesis chapter 2, "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array, And God rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done.
Mm-hmm.
Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Mm. So this is remarkable. On the seventh day, God blesses it, he sanctifies it, and he rests on it. And so we have this tremendous example that is given to us by God himself of actually resting on the seventh day of the week. And once again, we get the 7-day week cycle from creation itself. Mm. If you think about it like this, you know, how do we measure a day of 24 hours? Simply by the rotation of the earth on its own axis. We get the month by the approximate time it takes for our moon to orbit the earth, you know, and we get the year by the approximate time it takes for the earth to orbit the sun. And so that, but where does the 7 days come from? You cannot look at anything in astronomy or, you know, to tell you why we have 7 days in the week. It actually comes from the biblical account of creation.
No other reason. Mm.
Now, scientists call this our circumseptum rhythm. And it shows that our bodies function best with a 6 days on, 1 day off cycle, which means we are designed to take a full day off every week to rejuvenate and recharge. How about that? Mm. So what God intended for us, science shows, well, that's actually the best for our health as well.
No wonder.
There was a study conducted over 10 years. It was done over a period of 10 years on the effects of Sabbath keeping in Israel. And the article was called Death Rests a While: Holy Day and Sabbath Effects on Jewish Mortality in Israel. And this was in the Social Science and Medicine journal article. And what they found is that all causes of mortality, such as heart disease and stroke, were dramatically lower on the Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath, which is Saturday, than any other day of the week, even if that other day during the week was kept as a day of rest.
That's interesting.
So this is absolutely remarkable. You know, there seems to be this incredible...
What a connection.
What a connection there, that people are getting less heart attacks and less strokes and less causes of mortality on the Sabbath than any other day of the week, even if that other day of the week is a rest day. So this is remarkable. Science seems to be confirming this foundational truth that we find right from the book of Genesis. It's interesting that during the French Revolution, when the Bible was banned, churches were burned, religion was scorned, and one of the things that they even rejected was the 7-day weekly cycle.
That's true.
And it was replaced with a 10-day week because, of course, the 7-day week comes from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within a short time, work productivity sharply declined.
Mm-hmm.
People's nerves were on edge and ill health resulted. You see, the Sabbath is not some arbitrary command. It's a principle of life that's written on every nerve and every tissue of our entire body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sensing the mistake that they had made during that French Revolution, they went back to the time-honored weekly cycle within a few years. They were back to it. And so, is it any wonder why God made the Sabbath at creation and gave it to us as a gift to mankind? We also find it commanded in the heart of the Ten Commandments. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. Now, this principle of Sabbath offers us an antidote to an ever-quickening pace of life and the stress, anxiety, depression, and burnout that that this fast pace leaves in its wake.
Wow.
So, Pastor Ricardo, Sabbath really is this incredible blessing from God. It offers us the rest that we so desperately need to be revitalized physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as well. And let me just say this. You know, the Sabbath is a day of sacred assembly, the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3. Some people think that Sabbath means just take a day off and just rest. Sabbath is more than that. It's actually all about relationships.
Yes.
You see, when God rested on the seventh day, it wasn't because he was tired.
No.
It was because he wanted to build relationship with his creation. Mm. And so when the Sabbath really protects and prioritizes the things that matter most in life, our relationship with God, our relationship with our family, our church family, and our health as well. And so that's why God commanded his people to worship together on the Sabbath. The Sabbath was a day of coming together to fellowship and worship God. And many studies, scientific studies have actually demonstrated that there is healing power in belonging to a community of faith, such as a church.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Sabbath invites us to experience that. And I know our time's up, but, you know, I just want to, say, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful, Pastor Ricardo, if as we look at the new year, we prioritize things like our physical health.
Yes.
We prioritize things like our time with our family.
Mm.
We prioritize things like our time with God. The amazing thing is that in that one experience of Sabbath keeping, it brings all of those things to the priority. You know, if you keep Sabbath, it'll strengthen your walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It'll strengthen the time that you have with your family and the quality time.
All of those
It'll
blessings.
Give you rest physically.
Yes.
But more importantly, mentally, as you're able to switch off from the work and the pressure and the stresses of the week.
Mm.
And don't think for a moment, you know, I've heard some people say to me, Marty, if I took Saturday off, I wouldn't be able to keep up with my work. The reality is, if you don't take Saturday off, you won't be able to keep up with your work because you'll burn out.
That's true.
And God knows what's best for us. And if we trust him enough, we'll be willing to walk in his way, which includes keeping his commandments and keeping the Sabbath.
That's really good. God loves us so much. Thank you, Marty, for this study, and I really pray that we may follow those principles. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much. You want us to be happy and healthy in all aspects of our lives, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually as well. So, Lord, we ask you to please give us the strength that you've promised to keep all those principles for our own good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This was Pastor Ricardo and Pastor Marty. Please join us tomorrow for another Drive Time Big Q&A show as we talk about those New Year's resolutions dealing with spending quality time with our families. I'm sure we all want to do that. Until then, remember the Old Testament says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17, verse 22. May God bless you all.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.